All right, now how many of you have ever experienced regret? We are still soaring with Dr. Stosny. After a quarter century of clinical work and research with highly distressed families, he regarded his practice as the business of preventing regret. Any therapist who has worked at all with mentally intact seniors will tell you that a palpable regret is the strongest thing they see in their offices. And according to research and clinical experience, people regret choices about education, work, and most profoundly, failings in close relationships, whether that means as intimate partners, husband, wife, parents, siblings, adult children. Of those that I mentioned, as marriage partners, as parents, as siblings, as adult children. Any one of those stand out as a bit of a surprise to you? When I say a bit of a surprise, maybe it's one that you would not have thought about as readily as the others. We had basically four categories, marriage partner, parents, siblings, adult children. Now, adult children may not really have been on the radar like marriage partners or parents. But what about siblings? And it really serves us well at any age to take time out occasionally to think of what we might regret in the future. Now is the time, the only time, to prevent regret. And the best way to start is to consider your legacy, what you want to leave behind, and what you want to contribute to humanity, not just to your family now, but to humanity in general. The most tragic regret that a lot of people suffer near the end of their lives is that they have not been more compassionate and loving and supportive to those they love. One example of that, of course, is where we have heard a number of men over the past few decades express regret that they did such an outstanding job of climbing the corporate ladder, but at the expense of developing strong family bonds, especially with their children. My guess is some of them have regrets about not having built stronger bonds with their wives as well, but they particularly express regret over not having built more beautiful relationships with their children, spending too much time, too much energy, too much focus climbing the corporate ladder. Near the end of their lives, they regret many. In fact, this is the most tragic, Dr. Stosny says. Regret not having been more compassionate and loving and supportive to those they love. Maybe you've seen something of this kind of regret if you've experienced the untimely death of a loved one. And there are some deaths that are untimely. And you figure, oh, wow, I have time. You may not even think that on a conscious level, even if it's only on a subconscious level, I have time. Even if I have the interest. Because sometimes we don't even recognize that we have an interest in renewing a relationship, rebuilding a relationship. Because we're so overcome by the feelings of anger, bitterness, etc. And then if that person dies, especially if they die suddenly, and all the time that you may have had is now gone. Regret. The common self-doubt, even in relationships that were very close and loving, is similar to this. Common doubts, questions that people might ask about the relationship once it's over. Did she really know how much I loved her? Did I help him understand how important he was to me? The first step toward avoiding the ultimate regret is to review the following questions about deeper values, most of which have already been discussed. Here's a question. What is the most important thing about you as a person? What do you want those you love to think about you? How do you want your loved ones to feel about you? What kind of relationships do you want your children to have in school, work, and love? Are you modeling for your children the relationships you want them to have? What would your life mean to you if you lost your family? Near the end of your life, what might you regret the most? And here's a final question in helping you develop that ability to avoid that ultimate regret. What do you want to contribute to humanity? So you're dealing with humanity in general. You're dealing with family in particular, both. So if answering these questions still seems hard, second step in preventing regret is even more difficult. Behaviors that lead to long-term regret tend to be habits and therefore resistant to change through insight and desire alone. Changing habits entails forging new habits that are incompatible with those that you want to change. If you think you regret not being affectionate to your spouse, it's not enough to make a resolution to be more affectionate. That's just talking the talk. If you want change that endures, you're going to have to build habits of expressing affection. I think I might share that with you in more detail at a later date. Some specific ways to go about building the habits that will lead to the changes that you want to make. But in summary, what we've been talking about now, lasting happiness, emotional well-being, physical health, and personal attractiveness depend to a large extent on how we regard others, which in turn determines how we interact with them. So another way of putting it, the way we regard other people determines how we experience life. Every time you regard someone positively, you make your own life better. And every time you disrespect or ignore someone, you devalue your own experience of life. I definitely want you to go about doing this in the way that's going to be best for others. Because how are you seeing how that makes it better for you? Bringing us right back full circle again to something that I have on my site, something that I say frequently. Let some of life's best moments come through you. Because often that's the best way to let some of life's best moments come to you. More in just a few.